You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. I invite you in this hour as you come into this place. I invite you to join me as we look to God. Amen. Scripture tells us time and time again that we are to look to God. We are to lean on God. We are to put our trust in Him. And sometimes we need a little bit of assistance, encouragement, a reminder. Oh, yeah, I'm looking in the wrong direction. Let's look to God. Oh, yeah, stop looking at the situation. Let me turn and look to God. Oh, yeah, stop looking at that problem. Let me turn and look to God, who is the holder of my promise. Oh, yeah, let me stop and turn from looking at the person or the people and what they're saying or not saying or doing and not doing, and let me turn and look to God to hear what He is saying and to see what He is doing, even while I have to wait. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we are reorienting ourselves right now, and we're looking to you, God. I thank you. And I just even hear the Holy Spirit that even we're not looking to ourselves, even in our abilities, in our muscle, and what we can do and how we can make it happen. No, we look to God, hallelujah, and allow Him create a space for Him to flex His power and for Him to reveal His ability, His resurrecting ability, His all things possible power and ability. Hallelujah. We look to God and see Him make it happen. Ah, we look to God and see Him move the mountain. We look to God and see Him soothe in those painful, discomfortable, hurtful places. We look to God and we experience His peace in those fearful places. This is what the Lord is telling us today. My child, my son, my daughter, look to me. Look to me and see me provide. Look to me and see me make a way out of no way. Look to me for your next steps regarding your career. Look to me and see me open doors that no man can open. Look to me and see me open doors that man did not even know was there. Hallelujah. Look to me and see me create a position where there was no position. Come on, yo. We are only dealing with what we can see, and therefore we're functioning out of a limited place. When God will create, somebody say He will create a role. He will create a position. Did He not do it for Joseph? Did He not? Somebody said, did He not do it for Joseph? Shall we go and read? Shall we turn to it and read? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Someone say, thank you, Holy Spirit. As the Holy Spirit ministers unto us in this hour, the Holy Spirit is ministering unto us. Okay, I need a little elevator music while I turn. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we just use this moment to praise God right now? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can we use this moment since we are looking to God? Amen. Let our hearts be fixed on God. Let our mind be fixed on God. Let our soul, hallelujah, Rabasaya, be tied to God. Ah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Rebashia. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Thank you, oh God. We're going to turn to Genesis. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Genesis 41. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for your word. Thank you for this hour. We got to get in a thankful place. Amen. Thanking God and just being thankful even for the things that we take for granted. What happens when we create an environment of thanksgiving? What happens to our heart and minds and our souls and our perspective when we create an atmosphere of thanksgiving unto God? What happens to our perspective when we change and step into a posture of thank you? What happens, hallelujah, Reba Shande Bagaraya, when a fresh anointing is released because we are functioning from a place of thanksgiving? That is the wise place. And sometimes we may have to slow all the way down because it's hard for me to detect one thing I'm grateful for. But let us slow down to the place and thank God even for the one thing, even for the most minute thing. Thank you, Jesus. I believe we spend more than enough time on the problem, or more than enough time on the person, or more than enough time even on, get this, y'all, our desires. I just want this and I want that, and I'm believing God for, oh, we spend more time maybe even on how we are wanting God to bless us than we are on the blessor, on God himself. And we spend more time, amen, on how we want God to bless us and move and change this and change that than we do with being focused on being a blessing to God and changing ourselves for God and changing and adjusting, amen, to be conformed into the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to read Genesis. I'm going to just start at 41. Why not, right? Come on, we spend more time watching television or talking on the phone to people and maybe most of the time pointless conversations. Hallelujah. Rebas, unfruitful conversations. Hallelujah. Self-exalting conversations. Hallelujah. Rabasaya. Problem exalting conversations, hallelujah, then we do with, can we conversate over the scripture? Can I read scripture and you listen, and then the next day you read scripture and I listen? How about that? And let us just sit in here with the Holy Spirit is saying and wanting to say. So how about we do that right now? How about I read, you listen, and we both listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying? Because the Holy Spirit is saying, hallelujah. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river. So now, let me give you a little catch up. Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers. He was betrayed. He was rejected. He was dejected. He was let down. Hallelujah. Does anyone relate? Okay, thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody say thank you, Holy Spirit. And then he was lied on by Potiphar's wife and saying that he tried to have his way with her. And because of that lie, Potiphar cast him into prison. So up until this point, there's a large chunk of his life where he's been at the disadvantage. He's been in a disadvantaged state. He's been in the maybe even overlooked state. Hallelujah. Is God speaking to any of us on this day, in this hour? Hallelujah. He's been in the low state. Come on, somebody. He's been in the last state. Hallelujah. Come on, Reba Shaya. He's been on the side of injustice. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. But even in the midst of that, Joseph remained walking with God, remained pleasing to God, remained faithful to God. And I just believe that we need to stay in the cleaving and the faithful and the looking to God place and not be so quick to get into the human place, amen, and the self-exalted place, amen, and the pride place, amen, and the figuring it out myself place, amen, and something, we got to make something happen now place. Come on, somebody. But sit and know that God is on the throne and that he is able. And I'd rather wait for the one who is able above all ables. Hallelujah. Reba Shanda. Let's wait because your time is coming. Let's wait because your healing is upon you. Let's wait, hallelujah, because the blessing is knocking on the door. Let's wait, hallelujah, Rabasaya, because they're calling, they're dialing your number right now and they're composing the email right now. Let's wait for the reconciliation to happen. Let's wait for God to render justice. Let's wait. Somebody say, let's wait. See, Joseph, he had no choice but to wait. Come on, it's okay for that. That's the only option. My only option is to wait. My only option is to trust. My only option is to pray. My only option is to look to God. My only option is to hope. My only option is to seek him. My only option is Christ. My only option is for him to provide. My only option is to reveal his faithfulness. My only option, I have one option. Come on. It's only one option. My only option is to obey. My only option is to fulfill the will of God. My only option is to submit to the will of God. My only option is to humble myself. My only option, hallelujah, Rabasaya, is to change in order to please God. My only option is to forgive. My only option is to love. My only option is to forsake all and follow Christ. My only option is Jesus. Okay, that's the only option for eternal life. Jesus. That's the only option. It's the only option. Somebody say it's the only option. Thank you, Lord God. Okay, so now he's in prison. He's already had a fruitful encounter with two who were in prison, two fellow prisoners. that was imprisoned from the king's palace. It was the cupbearer and the baker. And I call it a fruitful encounter because Joseph interpreted their dreams. Amen. They both had two dreams and it perplexed them. And Joseph was the answer. Hallelujah. See, you're the answer even if you are in, amen, a lowly place, an underlooked place, an overlooked place. Come on, an underestimated place. You are the only answer, even, hallelujah, Rabasanda Boshikia, when it doesn't appear that way on the surface. May we be the answer as we look to God. May we be the blessing as we look to God. May we be, hallelujah, a blesser, hallelujah, as we look to God. May we be, peace as we look to God. May we be love as we look to God. Come on, may we be the miracle as we look to God. How about that? How about that place? How about going from a place of God, give me, bless me, and do this for me, to and do that to me, for me, and with me, and through me, and to me, to being in the place of God, I'm looking to you, cleaving to you, obeying you, self-denying for you, that I am your hands and feet and your mouthpiece and your voice on this earth. That when people encounter me, it's like them encountering the kingdom of heaven. It's like encountering you yourself. No, we can go higher. We can go deeper in our relationship with Christ. There's more, y'all. There's more. So he interprets the dreams. The dreams come to pass as he interpreted. And now Pharaoh, the king, he has dreams. And that's what we're going to pick up. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river. And behold, there came up out of the river 7 well-favored kine and fat-fleshed, and they fed in a meadow. And behold, 7 other kine came up after them out of the river, ill-favored and lean-fleshed, and stood by the other kine upon the brink of the river. And the ill-favored and lean-fleshed kine did eat up the 7 well-favored and fat kine. So Pharaoh awoke, and he slept and dreamed the second time. And behold, 7 ears of corn came up upon one stalk, rank and good. And behold, 7 thin ears and blasted with the east wind sprung up after them. And the 7 thin ears devoured the 7 rank and full ears. And Pharaoh awoke. And behold, it was a dream. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. In verse 9, then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. Pharaoh was wroth with his servants and put me inward in the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker. And we dreamed a dream in one night, I and he. We dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was there with us a young man, a Hebrew, servant of the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams, to each man according to his dream he did interpret. And it came to pass, as he interpreted to us, so it was, me he restored unto mine office, and him he hanged. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, and he shaved himself and changed his raiment and came unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it? And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, in my dream, behold, I stood upon the bank of the river, and behold, there came up out of the river seven kine, fat-fleshed and well-favored, and they fed in a meadow. And behold, seven other kine came up after them, poor and very ill-favored and lean-fleshed, such as I never saw in all the land of Egypt for badness. And the lean and the ill-favored kine did eat up the first seven fat kine, and when they had eaten them up, it could not be known what they had eaten them. But they were still ill-favored as at the beginning. So I awoke, and I saw in my dream, and behold, seven ears came up in one stalk full and good. And behold, seven ears withered, then and blasted with the east wind, sprung up after them. And the thin ears devoured the seven good ears. And I told this unto the magicians, but there was none that could declare it to me. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God hath showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good kine are 7 years, and the seven good ears are 7 years. The dream is one. And the seven thin and ill-favored kine that came up after them are 7 years, and the seven empty ears blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What God is about to do, he showeth unto Pharaoh. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt, and there shall arise after them 7 years of famine. And all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land. And the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of that famine following, for it shall be grievous. And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice, it is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenteous years. And let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. And that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh. Here we go. And in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servant, can we find such a one as this? Is a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God hath showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy words shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than you. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. I made you the head. And that was my little interpretation. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had, and they cried before him, bow the knee, and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh. And without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath Paneah. And he gave him to wife Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On. And Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt. So God, because of Joseph's faithfulness to God and God's plan, even before all this happened. See, when Joseph was in his father's land, he had these dreams, these two dreams also, where his brothers were bowing down to him. And Joseph didn't know, and that's how we are. We don't know. God will speak to us a word, and we don't know the in-between to that word and that dream being actualized and manifested. Amen. And we may take some turns and twists and encounter some things and some storms, amen, and some rejections and disappointments, hallelujah. But let us remain faithful. Let us be faithful to God in spite of. May we be independent to situations and circumstances. Hallelujah, that when circumstances are not in our favor, we are still favoring God and standing before him faithfully. Hallelujah, and we're choosing to look to God and not the unfavorable thing. Hallelujah. You see, later in the book of Genesis, the fullness of Joseph's dream in the beginning is actualized, and his brothers are bowing down to him, looking to him for salvation, amen, for help, amen, hallelujah, because the famine reached all of the land. And when Joseph had the conversation with his brothers, he said, what you meant for evil, God meant it for my good. When we stay in a faithful place to God, we are able to forgive. When we stay in the faithful place of God, looking to God, we are able to love. When we stay in the faithful place of God, we are able to render a godly justice. When we stay in the favored place of God, we are able to see God glorified. When we stay in the faithful place of God, we are able to endure. When we stay in the faithful place of God, patience is recognized as a virtue. When we stay in the faithful place of God, looking to him, waiting is like a paradise. When we stay in the faithful place of God, we take on his perspective. Hallelujah, Reba Shaya. When we stay in the faithful place of God, loneliness is no more the way we look and perceive loneliness. Amen, hallelujah, because we recognize that God is with us. When we stay in the faithful place of God, his strength is made perfect in our weakness. When we stay in the faithful place of God, we see him create and make and give us favor with heads, give us favor with kings, give us favor with presidents, give us favor with people we never met, give us favor with quote unquote top dogs. Come on, give us favor with not top dogs, okay? Everybody, give us favor with those who have the hardest of hearts and have told everybody up before you came. No, when we stay in the faithful place of God, we are at a place of saying yes to Jesus. When we stay at the faithful place of God, nothing is impossible. When we stay at the faithful place of God, nothing is too hard for him. When we stay at the faithful place of God, we can recognize that this is too hard for me, or this is something I don't know, or something I don't understand. I recognize that God knows and God understands. And for God, this is easy. So I choose to stay at the faithful place. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Joseph, what's the Holy Spirit speaking through this story of Joseph? Joseph, as he stayed in the faithful place of God, that even Pharaoh, someone who does not know God, was able to recognize the Spirit of God dwells within him. As someone that doesn't know God, and what does that mean? That God's taking us to places that, yes, you say you don't serve God, or you're an outright atheist. God is giving me favor with you. Come on. Let us allow God to take us outside of whatever boxes we have put God in as we stay in the faithful place. As we stay in the faithful place. I thank you, Holy Spirit. He'll take that little and multiply it and make much as we stay in the faithful place. He'll take your 20 years of effort and in 20 seconds turn it into fruitfulness, abundance, increase, plenty, prosperity. As we stay in the faithful place. What is staying in the faithful place? Staying in the faithful place of God is looking to God, running to God, trusting God, God being the first. Amen. Let me ask God first. Let me get quiet and hear what God has to say. The faithful place, come on, is the humble place. Let me lower myself. Jesus tells us that for us to come in Matthew 11. Let me just read it. Matthew 11. I'm turning to it now. Matthew 11. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 11:28. Listen. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Who? We're seeking rest. Come on. We're seeking a renewed energy. Come on. We're seeking strength. We're seeking joy. We're seeking help. We're seeking relief. Come on. We got to run to Jesus. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart." I'm going to stop there. For I am meek and lowly in heart. Stepping and living in the faithful place of God requires us to be meek and lowly of heart. And I'll suggest to you that the meek and the lowly is the powerful place, is the strong place. We always want to be in a powerful position, in the strong position, in the leadership position, in the authority, the position of authority. This is it. This is how it looks in the kingdom of God. It looks meek and lowly. That when we step into the meek and lowly, God exalts us. Hello, Joseph. God exalted him. God exalted him in such a way that I believe that Joseph couldn't even ask, think, or imagine. He just wanted to get out of prison. But God has a better plan for you. And God has more. Hallelujah. And we got to look forward. We got to look to God and stop looking back. We got to look to God. Hallelujah. And stop looking to the left or right. We got to look to God and stop looking within to all the feelings and the insecurities and the whys that I can't do and the whys that I can do. And we got to look to God and stop looking to our own gifts and talents. He gave us the gifts and talents. He gave us the wisdom and the vernacular and the business mantle. He gave us the vision. He is a visionary. Come on. And I even submit, hallelujah, all visionaries, get in the meek and the lowly of heart place and look to the visionary of visionaries. Ah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you. Let us get into the meek and lowly place. Let us get into the repentant place, the humble place, the place that requires us to change. Oh, let us embrace the change that you are asking of us. God, thank you. We worship you, Lord God. Thank you that as we stay in this faithful place, you know what God is doing? Comforting those of us who are mourning. You know what God is doing as we are in the faithful place, rebuking the winds and waves of life and giving us his peace and speaking peace. You know what God is doing, hallelujah, as we are in the faithful place, hallelujah. He's turning that lack, hallelujah, to a luxury, to more than enough. Hallelujah. As we are in the faithful place of God, he is restoring. Hallelujah. See, he restored. He restored the cupbearer. He said, I was restored to my position. God is restoring us, hallelujah, to position, restoring us to health, restoring that which we lost, seemingly lost, restoring that which seemingly we can't get back. God is restoring, hallelujah. Oh, God is rebashande. God is releasing a blessing on us today. God is releasing his peace on us today. God is releasing his love on us today. God is releasing his mercy on us today. God is releasing his grace on us today. God is releasing his goodness on us today. God is releasing his healing grace on us today. Be thou healed, hallelujah, Rabashaya, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, O God, for strength to bones. I thank you, O God, for mending of ligaments, hallelujah. We thank you, O God. God is releasing, Rabashandaya. His hand is open unto us today. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, O God, for stilling the worry thoughts, the anxious thoughts, the depressive thoughts. Oh God, we thank you that we are meeting you in this place as we choose to be faithful unto you, as we choose, hallelujah, to embrace this place of faithfulness, a daily faithfulness. Come on, hallelujah, Rabasaya Boshia. Thank you, God. We look to you and we sit in your presence. We look to you and we see you exalt. We look to you and we see you adjust. We look to you and we see you change. We look to you and we see you rebuke. We look to you and we see you reward. We look to you and we see you mend. And we look to you and we see you provide. And we look to you and we see you pour in the answer. And we look to you and we see you render judgment. We look to you and we experience your favor. Oh God, we say thank you. We say thank you. Hallelujah. Lord God, we praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you for this conversation. Hallelujah. Thank you for this prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. That as we are knocking and that as we have been knocking, you are opening, and as we've been searching and seeking, you are causing us to find. Oh God, we thank you. And as we have been asking, you're providing the answer. God, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that as we are in this faithful place, you know what happens? We are not easily offended. As we are in this faithful place, we're not easily disappointed. As we are in this faithful place, we stand above rejection. As we are in this faithful place, our minds are renewed and we are transformed into the image of God after your likeness, as we stay in a humble place. Oh Lord, thank you for this humble place. Oh Lord, thank you for this faithful place. Oh Lord, thank you for this righteous place. Thank you, God. Thank you for this peaceful place. We bless your name. Thank you for this prayer place. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I pray that you would just join me now in just saying thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Your Majesty. Thank you, Messiah. Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you, great teacher. Thank you, Lord and Savior. Thank you, friend. Thank you. We say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for ears to hear and eyes to see. Thank you for creating in us a clean heart and renewing a right spirit in us. Thank you. Thank you, Yahweh. May we just follow. May this week be a week that we choose to be thankful unto God. That I'm choosing to give thanks. Not because I feel like it. Not because everything lines up for such an act. But this is the channel, the dial, the program that I'm setting my heart to. Even when it gets hard because of all flesh stuff rises up, I'm saying thank you. I'm giving thanks this week. I'm giving thanks this day. I'm waking up and I'm giving thanks. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. I'm saying thanks. Thank you that I was able to take one step. Thank you that I was able to get 1 minute of rest. Thank you for just the 30 seconds of calmness. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let us orient ourselves as we are in the faithful place to saying thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. I thank God for you. I thank God for this hour of prayer. I thank God for LA Talk Radio. And I thank God for how he is moving and going before you, making your crooked path straight, your rough places smooth. I thank you, God, for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for divine protection. Thank you, oh God, for revelation. Thank you, oh God, for your wisdom. Thank you, oh God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Tell somebody thank you. Tell yourself thank you. Say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let us live from the place of thank you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaberekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim, Lacha Shalom. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Jesus. Shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.